Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. I called Dr. Shuley this morning and is visiting some friends. And they're unable to get out to the studio. And they have a really poor connection. They don't have a landline. So the connection is really bad. So Dr. Shuley won't be with us today, but... he is slowly regaining strength, as I understand it. So that's all good news. Kathy has joined us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today?
Real well. Hey, by the way, Kathy, thank you for jumping in at no notice. No notice whatsoever. I know Mrs. Finelli called you. What would that be, like 3 minutes?
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. So no safety net around here, class. We are live. And so, Kathy, I just wanted to bring up a couple things and get us started. You know, it's been really cold here, and I know it's been cold in Ohio. Really cold. So cold that chickens would freeze to death. You know, close to zero, maybe even, how low did your temperatures get in Fahrenheit?
I think we had -3 or -5 a couple days, but it's been obviously below freezing for probably at least a week or 10 days now, mm-hmm. I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing here. And we still have ice and snow on the ground, and it's still not safe to drive on these dirt roads. And there's some shade on these dirt roads because there's a canopy of trees and it prevents the sun from warming the ground. And it's not a blacktop road. Around here we have a lot of just dirt roads, and they stay really slippery. So that's what Dr. Shuley has over his way as well. He has more paved roads than we do, but his driveway, he probably can't even get out of his driveway. So I wanted to mention what I did for the chickens. So we have roughly 10 chickens in this hoop house, kind of a chicken house. And I covered it about 50% typically with a tarp, if you will. It's a hoop house made out of horse panels. Horse panels are like cattle panels, except the mesh is like 2 inches by 4 inches rather than maybe 4 by 6. So it keeps the predators out, because the predators like raccoons, etc., armadillo, can't get into the smaller openings of horse panels. So to keep the heat in, I covered it with what's called a lumber wrap. And normally it's covered, like when it's raining, 50% coverage of a 15-foot-long chicken house. When it's really sunny in the summer, I might cover a third of it, so the chickens have some shade to get out of the sun. But the sunlight will disinfect the chicken poop all over the floor of the chicken. It's dirt floor and straw and hay. And in the winter, it gets so cold that in the last 10 days, what I did was I fabricated a heater. And the heater is nothing more than two porcelain keyless fixtures. Now, those are the kind that you used to see in a closet. And it's just a porcelain round fixture, 4 inches in diameter, and you screw a light bulb in it. You screw the light bulb, you reach up and you screw it into the ceiling. Now, for some reason, those are not code compliant anymore. I guess because people would would not see the light bulb and break the light bulb, and I guess it caused a hazard. But in some areas, it's not acceptable. Well, in a chicken house, it is. At least I think it is. So I took a board about, I'm going to use rough dimensions, about 3 feet long, 1 inch by 4 inches, roughly. And I screwed these porcelain fixtures into a box, in the metal box, pancake box, 4 inches in diameter, and then I screwed the box into the board, and I have Romex cable connecting two of these spread-out lamp holders, these porcelain lamp holders, or keyless lamp holders. Keyless means no pull chain, no pull chain to go on and off. So it's just plain lamp fixture that... it's on. If the switch is on, it's on. That kind of a thing. And I hooked it up to an extension cord, one of those orange extension cords, and I ran it along the ground to a receptacle nearby, and I plug it in. Now, if it's really cold, I'll use one 250-watt infrared lamp and one 125-watt lamp. If it's not so cold, I'll just use two 125-watt infrared heat lamps. And if it gets a little bit warmer, I'll just use one of those lamps. So I haven't built the prototype where I can have a dimmer and just turn the dimmer to the temperature I'd like. But that's what I've done. And the chickens seem to be happy. At least they're alive. And it's warm in there. So I regulate the temperature by how much of the tarp covers the chicken house. Maybe 90%, 95% when it's really, really cold. And you have to make sure you have air vents so they don't suffocate in there, because there's a lot of ammonia off-gassing from the chicken poop. But it's been working. Kathy, any comments?
Well, this, I think that's a good idea, but what do people do if they don't know how to, like, wire, you know, or make like that? What else could you do to help your chickens?
Well, here's what we did do years ago. I happened to be driving by, going to Springfield one day, and there's this guy having a garage sale and stuff on the driveway, and one of the things he had was one of those cargo carriers. So this is one of those things that has two straps, and you put it on the roof of a car. You know, let's say you're going on vacation kind of a thing, you know, when people used to go on vacation. They put their clothing and that kind of thing in this clamshell-style cargo carrier. So it's plastic, and it's roughly the size of a hood of, roughly the size of a roof of a car, of a sedan. So it's pretty big. So I stopped him and I thought, well, that'd be a perfect chicken, little chicken house. So we had a dog pen, and the dog pen was 10 feet by 10 feet. So I bought this cargo carrier, and it opens up like a clamshell. So I decided that about 8 inches in diameter would be a good size for a hole, and I cut the hole in the side of this thing and filled it with hay and put it in the dog pen. And I taught the chickens to go in it. So they like laying their eggs in there because it's got hay or straw. And they go in there at night because it's warmer. And if it's cold, they go in. If it's warm, they don't go in. So I still have that. So I could use that at any time. So I paid $10 for it. It works great. And because it's a clamshell and because it's plastic, it doesn't rust. And I could take it out, hose it off, you know, and when it needs to be cleaned out, and put it back in. So those are two things that I've done, and I've also used a little doghouse. We had fewer chickens. You know, a house for a small dog, let's say, you know, 30-pound size dog. I just used a doghouse, put some hay in there, put it in the dog pen, and the chickens would go in there. But the chickens like to be up in the air. They don't feel safe at night when they're on the ground. So I built a perch for them in this, you know, chicken house, and it's just a piece of used lumber that they hop up on. It's just, you know, maybe a foot off the ground, and they can keep their feet warm, their legs warm, and it works better than them just lying on the ground. Those are a couple of my thoughts, Kathy.
That's a great idea, Vince. I hope other people will heed your warning. With this cold weather, I know the chickens don't like it.
No, they don't. But the real interesting thing is the egg production out of about, we have 9 chickens left. Out of 9 chickens, we get around 2 eggs a day, which is actually probably a little bit better than we would normally get, because I think it's because of the light. But if you think about it, if the light is expensive to run, at least I think it is. As a farmer, costs are very upfront in my mind. So if you use two 250-watt infrared bulbs, and by the way, you need to make sure that you don't cook the chickens. So you need to, mine are about 2.5 feet, 3 feet above the chickens. So probably 3 feet. And I put my hand at where they'd be roosting to see, you know, if they're going to cook, because I don't want to kill the chickens. And less heat is probably better than more heat. And they can jump out of the way from the heat. If they want to cool off, they can go to the other side of the chicken house where the vents are. But if you look at electricity, if you have two 250-watt infrared bulbs, that's 500 watts. So that's a half a kilowatt per hour. A kilowatt around here is about 10 cents. That's without the meter charge. So they charge $27 a month for the privilege of them sending you a bill, because they now charge you for the smart meters. And they have for years now. But it used to be that they didn't charge for meters. So some electric companies charge for meters, some don't. But our electric rate is around 10 cents. If you figure in the meter, it's probably closer to 11 or 12 cents per kilowatt. But let's say it's just 10 cents. So how much does that set of two infrared bulbs cost to run? Well, a half a kilowatt per hour would be 5 cents per hour. So if I ran it 24 hours a day, it'd be $1.20. So if you did that for a month, you know, you're starting to add cost to your electric bill. So it's not free. So I just want to mention that. And that's why I use the 125-watt bulbs. So if I don't need the 250s, I take out the 250s, run one 250 and one 125-watt. Right now, it's about 20-something degrees, and they went overnight. It was about 27, 22 degrees. They ran with two 125-watt infrared bulbs. And I bought the kind that have the clear lens, and there's two kinds. One with a red, or like a ruby red lens, and the other is a clear lens. I used the clear lens because that was what was available. And I was able to buy a bunch of them. And they all come from China or Poland. And the problem is that on the way over here on the boat, they get banged up. So out of, I got 14 of them, four 250s and 10 125s. Out of them, three of them were defective right out of the box. So if you're going to buy them, check them. Check each one. And that's what I did. And they were two for $5, and that's why I bought four 250s and 10 125s. So I think they're getting harder to get. I mean, they're really getting harder to get. Most places are out of them. So if you want them, and you find them, and you find them at a reasonable price, like not $17 a piece, because some people charge $17 for one of these things. And I got them for $2.50 a piece. Kathy?
So they have to be infrared bulbs, right, Ben?
What was that? I'm sorry.
They have to be the infrared bulbs?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Those are heat lamps. And, you know, if you go in to one of those farm supply places, you know, when they sell the chickens, little chicks, they have these in these reflector type sockets, and you screw the bulb into this reflector with a clamp on, and they use the infrared as well. But you really need to make sure that it's not too close to them, because they'll die. The chicks will die, the chickens will die. And when buckwheat was alive, I had a 250-watt bulb placed 3 feet from him, and we kept him warm.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy, anything that you'd like to bring up?
Vince, one of the neighbors we have a couple of doors down, I was talking to them in the summer, and they built like a hoop house off their chicken coop because they wanted, first of all, they wanted the chickens to be able to come out and be protected from the wind and the any varmints that would come. But I'm going to have to ask them. The last time I talked to them, I know they said the chickens weren't laying because of the weather, so they weren't really getting any eggs either.
Yeah. Yeah, and chickens don't lay eggs as well when it's cold, and they need the light. So, Kathy, I was thinking about something else that we could share. You know those small waste paper baskets that people have in their offices, maybe in their bathrooms? You know, the small ones, and the ones I'm talking about are typically about 8.5 inches wide, about 11 and a half inches long, and about 13 inches tall. And what I do with those is, and I learned this back in the 1980s, about over 40 years ago, when I worked at the bank, they had the people who cleaned up, vacuumed the carpets, those kinds of things. They would each employee that had a desk had a little waste paper basket next to them, and they didn't just leave the waste paper basket without a liner. So every night, the cleaning employees would empty the trash can for each employee that had it, you know, had one, and they would replace it with a plastic liner, a wastebasket liner. And they had plastic liners that were designed to fit the trash cans. Well, what I do is I keep the bags from the supermarket. So if we were to go and get one of those curbside pickups and have them put the whatever we buy in the, online into the pickup bed of the truck, leave the truck outside, let the sun sterilize with ultraviolet what we bought, and then the bags I reuse. I collect all those bags, and then I put them in the trash can, these little trash cans. Like in the studio, I have one right here. But I don't just put one liner in. I put, like, a lot. So I put the first liner in, the second liner in. I might have them 10 deep. And what's really neat about that is every day I take out the trash can bag, and there's one bag underneath it. So if I were to put, let's say, an apple core in there, you know, when I pull it out, if the apple core were to leak, it doesn't leak into the bottom of the trash can, so I don't have to scrub that out. It's protected by 9 other layers of trash bags. So that's what I do. Have you done something similar?
Well, I haven't done it with that many, but we, a few years ago, Aldi's hit were selling those waste baskets, and they were designed to fit the kitchen, the grocery store bag, that size. And they had a little slit in the side of the handle where you could pull the grocery store bag through and it would kind of hold it. It had like little teeth on it. It wouldn't rip it, but it would hold it in there. And I bought a couple of those. But I like your idea of putting more than one layer. Now, in my kitchen, I have one of those pull-out it looks like a drawer, but you pull out your waste basket, and I got a recycle thing behind it. And I take a roll. Years ago when my son was in high school, they had a business project through one of their classes, and they sold these rolls of kitchen liners. And I still have them because I bought some, and then for whatever reason, they needed the more to sell. So I said, okay, I'll just take a few boxes. Well, there were like hundreds and hundreds of those in there. So I put a roll in the bottom so I never have to dig around and go downstairs and get another roll. I just tuck it in the side of the wastebasket, and then there's always a roll there. So I know right where it is. But I like your idea of putting a few layers in there, Vince.
Yeah, and sometimes they have a hole in the bottom of the bag, you know, size of a quarter. So that's not good if you throw apple cores or or pear cores in there, something that might get wet. So what I do with the defective bags, the ones that get slightly shredded and they're not good enough to protect the next layer down, what I do is I just fold them up and put them in there as just padding. So I might have, you know, a good bag and a good bag and a good bag, one on top of the other, and then I might have a defective bag, and I'll just put that along the bottom, and then I'll put another bag on top of that and another bag on top of that. And I keep it about 10 deep. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia postures for the largest invasion in Europe since the Nazis did it in the late 1930s, Ukraine officials downplayed a possible incursion by Russia, saying, "Do not believe the apocalyptic predictions." after U.S. officials said Moscow had assembled 70% of the military force needed for a full-scale invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC News.
Our view is that China is not in a position to compensate Russia for the economic losses that would come from our sanctions. If Russia does choose to move forward, not only will it come at strategic cost to Russia, but if China is seen as having supported it, it will come at some cost to China as well.
Australia will reopen its borders from February 21st to foreign travelers who have received two COVID-19 vaccine doses. Australia's borders have been shut to most non-residents since March of 2020. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As truckers protesting the never-ending government mandates in Canada will soon be protesting in the United States. The GoFundMe platform that has been taking donations to support the truckers abruptly stopped the donations, then ordered the $10 million in remaining funds to be refunded to donors. Benjamin Richter, the spokesman for Freedom Convoy 2022, was on Newsmax with his views.
You know, the money speaks where the people believe, where the people's ambitions lie, right? Well, initially it was started to deal with two issues that we have. One is the vaccine mandates, which have been very problematic to our industry in Canada. Lots of people losing their jobs for a number of reasons. You know, there are people who have legitimate medical reasons, but they don't get a pass. They just have to sacrifice their entire livelihood. The second is the vaccine passport, the digital passport that's put on your phone. So when you're crossing back into Canada, into your own country, you have to show your vaccine status, which is it's actually a digital system that automatically tracks you when you get close to the border booth. We want those two things removed and abandoned, and we've seen some movement from not only the various provinces, but, you know, overtures from the federal government that they would be, you know, exploring the possibility of removing the mandates.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, based on what the news just reported, you all know about the trucker strike in Canada. There's a vaccine requirement by the Canadians and the United States that the truckers be vaccinated to be able to travel back and forth between Canada and the United States, both directions. And so the truckers are livid about this. They don't want to be told that they have to be vaccinated. So, and I don't blame them. I'm in their camp. So there's a GoFundMe account set up, and for those who wanted to support the truckers, they could contribute to that. But what happened by GoFundMe, as it was been reported on the news and across the internet, that GoFundMe locked up that account. There's millions of dollars in there. They locked it up, roughly $8 million at the time I read it. And they decided, GoFundMe decided that because of the hate involved with this trucker strike, and by the way, there's no hate. It was misinformation by the GoFundMe people saying that their policy doesn't allow them to fund hate or collect funds from people who might use it for hate. And the truckers are not hateful people. They really are not. So the funds were said to be, they're going to be distributed to other organizations. So think about this, class. So you give your money, and I'm not suggesting that you do, but let's say you did. You gave your money to support the truckers, which is an admirable thing. And then GoFundMe says, no. We are going to take that money and we're going to give it to another organization or other organizations. And one of them that was named is BLM. So they're going to take it from the peaceful truckers and they're going to give it to the violent Black Lives Matter people. Now, do you have recourse? Absolutely. So if you used a credit card, and most people did, what can you do about that? You can call your bank. On the telephone, there's a number on the back of your credit card. You can call your bank and you can say, I just want to say that I got a problem with, I contributed to an organization and they've stolen my money and they're giving it to an organization that I did not agree to have them give it to. They stole my money. It's not going where it was intended to go. It's not going where it's advertised to go. They stole my money and I want a credit back on my account. What will happen? Two things will happen. Immediately, you will get your credit for the amount that you spent. Let's say you spent $50. You get the $50 back in your account. Right then and there. And GoFundMe will be charged by the bank between $15 and $35 every time that happens. Which is a great thing. Because they're trying to perpetrate fraud. They're trying to steal your money. And they can get charged $15 to $35, depending on the terms and conditions that were set up with the various banks. They're going to get dinged $15 to $35 per time that someone calls and asks for a chargeback on their credit card. And that applies when you buy things. So you buy something. Let's say you buy a size 10, and they ship you size 3, and you call the merchant or you email the merchant and you say, listen, I bought a 10, you sent me a 3, I can't use it, I want to send it back, and they go, and they either ignore you, or they say, tough, you're not getting another one, tough. Now, if the terms and conditions were that, you know, they say that they guarantee their products and that kind of thing, you will, if you call your credit card company, you'll immediately get that credited right back into your account. Now, what happens is there's a tug of war. So whoever gives up loses. So then let's say that merchant that sold you the size 3 when you bought a size 10, the merchant says, no, listen, I sent a size 10. That buyer is lying. That'll be you, the buyer, right? So what you do is you take a picture of the size 3. And you take a picture of the advertisement. And you say, here's what I ordered. You can see where it says I ordered a size 10. Here's the picture of the size 3. So what happens is the merchant will get that money put back into the merchant's account. So it comes out of your account back into the merchant's account. Then you call up and say, no, here are the pictures, and it goes back into your account. So whoever gives up first loses. Okay? That's how it works. And you can do it. I don't like doing that. But when someone tries to perpetrate fraud or steal from me or con me, I do it. Kathy, any comments?
I'm just amazed that GoFundMe could make that decision when, like you said, there are so many organizations that are raising money that people are violent and atheists and everything else. And nothing ever seems to happen to them, but I can't remember the name of it. But there was a woman who started it was kind of like a GoFundMe, And I heard about it a couple months ago. I just can't think of the name of it. But hers was more of a like a Christian base, because she knew that GoFundMe was starting to do this. So if somebody wanted to help the truckers, maybe she, if they can do a search, maybe she can, maybe she's got something for them. But I just think it's, they should be ashamed of themselves to censor that and to just decide, especially just decide to give the money to whoever they wanted to. It's not their money.
That's right. It's not their money. It was designated for a specific purpose. So, class, the chargeback thing is something that you should have in your toolkit. Now you know how to do it. You just simply call that 800 number, that 866 or 877 number on the back of your credit card. It's all the credit cards have them. You call your credit card bank, the issuer, and of your credit card, and you tell them you want to charge back, and here's why. And you say it calmly. You have all your facts written down. It's not conjecture. It's fact-based. Now, it used to be you have to write a letter, but now it's just over the phone. And they'll record your phone call, and it's a great way to go. And so, for example, if you buy something on eBay, and eBay's become, eBay is really a minefield now, in my opinion. And why do I say in my opinion? Because I'm allowed to have an opinion. And so the reason eBay doesn't sue me for saying things like this is I'm allowed to have my opinion. So in my opinion, in my experience, I have bought things on eBay and they are not as described. And so if you buy something from them or through eBay and it's not right, you can find a spot on the page where you bought it, and you can, where it says like more actions or something like that, you can click on that and you can say, I want to return it. Now, I don't want to keep it. If it's not as described, I don't want it. So, for example, I bought two shower curtains. And I thought, you know, it's getting tough to get shower curtains. They used to be, $8.99 a piece, then $9.99. Now they're closer to $15.99 or $20.99. But what they've done is they've taken out the metal grommets, the stainless steel grommets that go through the shower hooks. So they're just sewn like a buttonhole. And so I bought two that I spent extra for two of them that showed the picture with the buttonhole. And they say heavy duty and all that nonsense. And they're really not. Heavy duty is, I guess, something that is subjective. So it's in the eyes of the beholder and the eyes of the liars. Well, I got them, and it was sewn like a buttonhole and didn't have the reinforcing stainless steel grommets. So I went to eBay and I said, I want to return this because it's not as described. Now, when it's not as described, you get your refund bang right then and there. The seller loses if it's not as described. So if you buy a size 10 and you get it shipped to size 3, or you get shipped a size 9 instead of a size 10, not as described, bang, you win. But there's always that ace in the hole that if you use a credit card like a Visa or MasterCard or Discover with eBay, there's always that ace in the hole. If eBay doesn't give you satisfaction, you call your bank. You say, I tried to work it out. It didn't work out. That's how you do it. Kathy?
I really think everybody should keep that in mind. And honestly, I don't know if it would do any good for people to call GoFundMe or message them and complain, but I also think that everybody should make that call to their bank that donated. I hope this information gets out because this is not right. You know, Vince, I really like the idea of what you said about taking a picture of the order that you placed and then whatever the item was, because right then you got the proof. And I believe you're going to win every time.
Well, Kathy, here's what I do. So I've got a computer in the studio, and it's a Linux-based computer. But you can do this with a Windows-based computer as well. In Linux, if I have a screen, let's say I buy something, and it's on eBay, and the guy says, it works good. And so I'll send him an email, and I'll say, I'd like to buy this. I type this into the message to the seller. I'd like to buy this. Period. My understanding is that it works as it should. There are no defects in its operation. That being the case, I will buy it. Then what I do is I have that on my screen. And in Linux, you press the F1 key and you hit the print screen key. And it comes up with a couple of dialogue boxes and says, okay, do you want the whole screen? And I go, yes. And they go, what do you want to call it? And I say, and I type in, and it has a date and time stamp. And it says, it lets me change the name of it. So I'll put in the front of that file name, I'll say, eBay lot of 50 round metal box covers. Space dash space. And I'll add that to the front. And I'll save it. I'll click save. Now I have it. So the message is there. If it ever gets lost, and I say, you know, this is supposed to work as, you know, as intended, no defects, that kind of thing, whether it be electronics, or plumbing or electrical parts, whatever I'm buying, I want to make sure that it's not broken. If they say it works, I want to make, you know, what does works mean? Does that mean it sort of works? Does that mean it works as it did when it was new? Or does that mean it works when you weld it back together? I don't know. So I want to make sure that it's clear if I ever have to go back against the seller for not as described, I've got my information, etc. That's what I do. Back to you, Kathy.
Keeping that, but I also keep my receipts. And one lady said that she, I don't know if it works in today's market with whatever's going on, but she would keep like the UPC off the box of something that she bought, and she would keep that receipt in, like, let's say it was a slow cooker. So she would keep the UPC off the box. She'd put the receipt in the little pamphlet or the booklet with the slow cooker, and she said, most of the time, if she had a problem, as long as she had that information, she got good success with getting repairs or new parts. But I keep my receipts, and I check my receipts almost regularly now. I have mistakes on receipts, whether it's online or at the store. I can't believe how many mistakes there are.
All right,
and I don't know. If it's,
okay,
sorry,
we're going a break, but I'd like to put an exclamation point on what you just said. That's really important, especially with what I'm finding about price changes. We'll talk about how often prices get changed when we come back. Class, you're going to be shocked, and you're going to have to pay attention to what you buy very, very carefully, because the prices are changing, and they're not going down in most cases. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. So, Kathy, here's what happened to me. And so there was this seller on eBay, and I bought a bunch of really neat things for the farm. And they were really great prices. And so the more you bought, the lower the price each. So it was really encouraging me to buy more. But these are things that we would use for the farm. So I decided to go back to this same seller and buy some other things that they had. Now, the way it worked was, if you bought one item, there was a shipping charge of $4.95. If you spent more than $20, shipping was free. So what I did was I put some things in the shopping cart. Battery cables, stainless steel hose clamps, plumbing ball valves, you know, things that I would use in the shop and on the farm. So I put them in the cart, and I figured I'd take the next day and figure out how many battery cables, how many clamps, how many ball valves, etc., and see if there's anything else, because the shipping would be free if I spent over $20. So I was going to spend over $20. Then what happened? I didn't complete the shopping cart because I didn't have all the items figured out that I wanted to buy. So a day or two later, I got an email from the seller saying, you know, we've reduced the price on these items. Okay. But what he did was I got separate emails for each item. So the battery cable, one of them, one hose clamp set, one ball valve. So it was $4.95, and for these items that were $2 to $3 to begin with. So I wouldn't do that because I'd be spending way more than I should, because the shipping charges were per item. So I sent him an email and I said, I'd like to buy these, but I'd like you to combine the shipping so I get the free shipping for spending over $20. And he did. And he combined the shipping, so shipping was free, because it was over $20. But the price of each item went up. So the price went from like $2 or $3 each to 3 or 4X. One item went to about, you know, from $2 or $3 to $12 to $14. each. So what I'm saying, class, is you absolutely, positively have to pay attention, because what's happening now with the advantages of computerization, you can electronically change prices. So the seller can sit there in the comfort of his easy chair and change prices in your shopping cart if you don't check out right away. That's what happens. Now, does that sound unbelievable? I know it does. Well, supermarkets used to have a guy or a gal, you know, a little young clerk, go around with a price gun and change prices. They'd lower them for sales and increase them on a regular basis. Well, that might happen once a week. Now, that's not the case. Now, prices are changing in supermarkets 2 and 3 and 4 times a day. So here's what I'm saying. Let's say you are taking a leisurely stroll through the supermarket. You've got your basket and you put some items in it, and it takes you, let's say, 45 minutes. It's entirely possible that the price you saw on the shelf for those items could change by the time you get to the checkout register. Kathy?
I agree, and I think I was talking to Sharon last week about this, that what I'm finding, I don't know if it's lack of staff, but she mentioned, and I can't remember whether it was Walmart or not, but she said there's times when she goes in, they'll have like a center display, and there's no sign on it. There's no price, or even on the shelf. There's no stickers. So you don't know what it is. You almost have to take the item when you go to check out and ask the clerk, how much is this, so that you know. But I found that, I went a couple of weeks ago, and I found that quite a bit. I don't know if they're just short-staffed and they're putting stuff on the shelves. And the other thing I'm finding is, let's say that I know one of the items was like the Ziploc bag. Well, they had the sign up for the Ziploc bag, but what was stocked on the shelf was not the same thing. So whoever bought that was not getting that price. It was the thing they had on the shelf was much more expensive. It was like twice the price. So what I do is I always try to look at my receipt, and I don't do this all the time, so I should practice what I preach. But I think I'm just going to, if I'm in the store, especially if it's like a clearance item or it's a special, like you sometimes find them at Sam's or on the different stores in Costco, I'm going to just write the price down and like the ounces. And then if they question me, I'm just going to say, hey, this is what it said right on your shelf. And normally if you have the exact price and you tell them the whatever the exact weight was, they'll honor it.
So What you're saying, Kathy, is indirectly, the meaning is that the store realizes that they make mistakes, and they believe the customer because they make so many mistakes. Kathy, if you have time, you're certainly welcome to stick around. If you don't, I understand. Your call. What would you like to do?
I can stay, Vince. No problem.
That sounds great. So when we come back, class, I'm gonna tell you about how to repair an LED light bulb. Who repairs light bulbs? You're going to know how to do it when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.